Good evening, this is Awani, Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 26 April 2021. Top stories for today. Health Minister Dr. Adam Baba today confirmed the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca is safe for use and that it will be administered to those aged 60 years and older. Malaysia received its first batch of nearly 270,000 doses of the vaccine bought through the Global COVAX facility. The Bukit Aman Anti-Narcotics Division have crippled a syndicate operating in the Klang Valley that was smuggling drugs from Thailand through Kelantan using containers and parcels transported by sea and air for international use in two separate raids. Deputy Inspector General of Police Dato Sri Akril Sani Abdullah said the team have seized drugs worth more than 17 million ringgit with an additional of more than 1 million ringgit worth of miscellaneous items. The world's largest rubber glove manufacturer, Top Glove Berhad, said it has resolved all of the 11 forced labour indicators issued by the International Labour Organization, which has been verified by the independent international UK consultant in its report dated April 22nd. On the international front, Chloe Zhao may have made history as the first Asian woman and the second woman ever to win Best Director at the 93rd Academy Awards, but her big moment was blacked out from live television in her native China. Chinese media regulators decided in March not to air the Oscars live on its streaming platforms. Zhao has become controversial in her native land, as commentators on social media said she has insulted China in some of her past comments. India's coronavirus cases continue to surge for a fifth day, as countries including Britain, Germany and the United States pledge to send urgent medical aid to help tackle the crisis overwhelming its hospitals. Logging more than 350,000 infections in the past 24 hours, with overcrowded hospitals in Delhi and nationwide turning away patients after running out of supplies of medical oxygen and beds. Meanwhile, Australia has reported three more cases of blood clots, which is most likely linked to AstraZeneca's vaccine, taking the total number to six so far. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.